mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hey. Hey, you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's going to get interesting.
Hi, this is Skyhawk from the album Skyhawk Shatter that's out on iTunes and Amazon right now. And you're listening to Geek.io, where you put the geek in and geek out.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io, put geek in and geek out.
All right, it is Thursday once again, which means it is Geek.io time. Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geeky goodness, episode number 81, recorded Thursday, the 9th of October, 2014. I am your host. Hi, I'm CJ.
And I am Jared Azevedo.
I'm Jared Budlong.
All right, and I'm going to try this one out. Thank you, Daryl, for helping me out with this one. And joining us this week, the first guest we've had in a very long time, the mighty Mensa Mistress who makes mincemeat of all our malleable mind meat with her magnificent mental might, Ms. Mara Michael Mendes.
Holy crap, you did really good.
Nailed it.
Holy crap, I need $20 or something. That's actually amazing.
So how many? So Mara, how many shots are you taking after that?
Clearly, I am way behind.
All of the shots.
All of the shots. It would be called a bottle of Jack behind.
Oh, man. I'm impressed. I won't lie, CJ. Woo! I am impressed. Bravo, sir.
Right? Holy cow.
And in one breath. Yeah.
He's like, I'm done for the night. See ya.
Yeah. I'm done. CJ's like, and you guys can take over.
Drop the mic and walk away.
I practiced the hell out of that.
No kidding. Yeah, no, it's been a long time since I've been on.
Oh, God, yeah. How have you been?
Super busy. A lot has changed.
Oh?
A lot has changed.
Oh, boy. Do tell.
It's fine. I graduated with a master's in IT. I've run two half marathons. I have my third coming up in 2 weeks. I color my hair differently about every other month. That's a new one.
How many hair colors would that be?
Nine,
somewhere in there?
Yeah, probably more than that. Because it's literally changing every 2 to 3 months.
Nice. And it's been like a year and a half since I've talked to you. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't actually drink alcohol anymore.
Oh.
Yep, I no longer drink.
Well, that's kind of outside of the whole wanting to run a marathon thing.
Yes.
Not exactly in the runner's diet.
Why I stopped. That's kind of why I stopped. Because apparently when you become an avid runner and you start eating and metabolizing food faster than you can even imagine, you get drunk off about a shot of anything. Nice. And then hungover 15 minutes later.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. And, that takes the fun out of it.
And I hear dehydration is discouraged, so...
Yes.
Wait, that's a bad thing? Hold on. Wait.
Yes, it
for
is.
For a runner.
It's not good for anybody, CJ. Come on.
Yeah, it's fine for us.
We're actually talking about that today at work. We were like, the first thing EMT does when you complain about anything, they put you in the truck or anything, they shove saline in your system, because guess what? Chances are you're just dehydrated.
Yep.
Like, I have this horrible stomach pain. Here, have some saline. Oh, it suddenly went away. Yeah, drink more water, and you'll be fine.
You'll be just dandy.
Take two of these and call me in the morning, and it just hands you a glass of water. Now give me $700.
75 if you get a ride.
Oh my god, I'm really psyched for you to be back on. I think we talked to you once in Tadpole Tech when Jazz was a host.
I think so. Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And that was like, it was after the talk about quantum processing that we had.
Yep, quantum networking, which was
still
really good. It's funny that I know that because there's stuff that's coming out about it now. People are like, hey, did you know? I'm like, yes, I already studied that.
If the show still existed, I would pull up the episode where you went through and described it to me and Tom, and both of us, I'd consider relatively intelligent people. We just sit there staring at our computers like we have no idea what's going on.
I can still explain it.
That's not what I brought you on for this week.
Of course not.
Thanks.
We're going slightly dumber by, spoiling TV shows in the later half of this show.
Because why not?
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Because I wanted somebody else to talk to other than Jazz. I'm not going to lie. Budlong doesn't watch any good TV.
You're right. And I haven't watched the most recent episodes of Doctor Who because I'm trying to watch it legally and it's not happening. So. I don't have satellite, so
good luck with that.
Well, like Jazz said, I'm hearing this whining noise coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't have my soundboard on.
It's a really high pitched one. Just ignore it. It's fine.
Oh boy. All right, so why don't we go ahead and, because we're running behind, go ahead and walk all into
Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos.
Pew pew! Pew pew! Pew pew! This is Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos, where we talk about the stuff that we have been doing within the recent past. I will start because I will explain quickly why we were running so late. First of all, it is my daughter's 5th birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday!
Woohoo! And we were doing a little bit of early celebratory stuff with her. And Rachel's doing stuff behind me, and I can't hear what she's doing.
Getting Band-Aids.
Okay.
It makes for great radio.
And hydrogen peroxide, I might add, which I'm a little bit more scared of.
it's getting industrial.
Yes, big bag of. Well, I can't hear anything behind me because I got the cans on. So I'm like, I keep seeing her out of the back of my out of the corner of my eye, and I'm checking to make sure she's not appearing out of a crack in my wall. I love you, dear. That was a Doctor Who joke.
I was about to say, I hope you don't have a crack in your wall.
I so would like a crack in my wall, except I've got one. I have a portal in the back of my desk that leads technically to the back
Narnia?
End of my shower.
Whoa!
Technically, it's the back end of the shower.
Huh.
But it would be much cooler if it led to another dimension.
Huh. Okay.
Interesting.
Anybody who does hardware construction knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, it's been an interesting place to have I'm going to use this term, for lack of better terms, a peephole into the shower.
That's pretty much what it is.
That's kind of the point behind peepholes. Yep.
It's behind my desk. It's for my personal use.
Right.
Well, now we know when if you ever stay at Mara's house.
Don't use the upstairs shower.
Or don't. Or better yet, do, right?
Yeah. If that's what you're into, absolutely. I've been doing a little bit of that, and that's the reason why we're running late, and I apologize for that. Other than that, I got, as I said last week, I got the Diablo Reaper of Souls for 50% off, and I've been playing the hell out of it. It is so good. It revitalizes every bit of the game.
Have you gotten the final boss yet?
No, the angel, yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's the best.
He was a bitch. Like, it was so hard. He's just like, I'm playing my monk who, you know, I have defensive, yeah, but because I don't deal enough damage and he's melee, he's just getting the crap beat out of him.
Yep, the trick is stay behind him.
Yeah. So I actually had to switch my my little minion guy over to the healing one, and so I could just completely outlast him. I started adventure mode, and that's fun. I haven't done anything because apparently the portal thingies are better when you're playing with somebody else, and I haven't got to play with anybody yet. So I've just been killing stuff.
Clearly need to get on and play with you because I've already gone up through Torment 3. Need to get it higher, but this is just on my seasonal character and my regular character. I just got her into adventure mode, and she's got lame gear, so I got to get her through a couple of bounties before I can really do anything with her.
Yeah, I went the route of I made a seasonal character, but not doing it, not feeling it right now.
Seasonal, I found, dropped way better gear. Like, way better gear overall. My seasonal character, by the time I finished the campaign, was all legendary, with a couple of set pieces. Whereas my non-seasonal, my regular playthrough character, still is majority yellow. I've got maybe 2 or 3 legendary stuff.
So, because I don't play this game, just to clarify, on your seasonal character, can you then trade with your other characters? Or
no.
Do they... Oh.
Okay. Nope, your seasonal is actually really cool because your seasonal is like a one-timer on its own, starting from scratch, and I really like that because my other characters are all bogged down with junk.
Okay. Like, well, I was just curious if it allowed you to, for lack of better terms, mail it to yourself or leave it in a box somewhere for yourself or something else, but I guess they're literally completely sandboxed on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I started up a Crusader and I got only about level 10, and then I realized that basically it gets completely wiped, and I'm like, man, ain't nobody got time for that.
That's why I need somebody to run you through it.
Yeah. then that ruins part of the fun for me, but.
No, it's not. When you've got 4 people running through a dungeon and somebody sets something off that causes bodies to blow up and go everywhere, oh, it was a happy,
this is true.
Happy day. It was just mass chaos.
Mara has a very interesting definition of fun.
Oh, it's very fun.
I picture you playing. I picture you playing to let the bodies hit the floor and just. That's perfect. Nice. Background music for the description of the episode or the event that I just heard.
Okay, the funniest part was one of the cultists, it's one of the enemy types, its head came off in the game, and it just kept going, and it hit the front of the screen in the camera mode. So for me, I don't know if it did it for anybody else, but the animation came up and hit my camera and bounced off and got stuck somewhere on a ledge, like outside of the pane of actual play. I'm like, it came right out of the scene.
That's pretty fantastic.
Diablo in 3D!
It fourth walled it. Yes, I love Slaughter in Diablo. It's the best part of that game.
Yes. I'm going just straight through with my Crusader. I started a Crusader to go through adventure mode, just level 1. I'm just going through like that. If I had a group of friends that I was able to play with for seasonal, I would do it more, but since I'm just killing crap, I just rolled up a Crusader, had a bunch of good shields in my storage, and I'm going through not dying ever. I'm rocking on expert and just not ever being hurt ever.
Yeah, you have to crank it up. You really got to pull up the tiers. Something weird happened when they introduced the seasonal. Like, the lower tier stuff is really low. Like, expert and master is nothing. You have to go into, like, tier 1 torment levels. It's like, all right, I'm going to do torment 1. I'm going to do torment 2.
Actually, I don't have a 60 yet, so I haven't been able to unlock Torment. My monk is 50-something, but like even just beating that Act 5 boss with my monk, I'm like, I really didn't want to play this guy anymore.
Adventure mode's way more fun because you get to fight everybody all over again.
it's the boss mode in Mega Man.
It's a lot of fun, although it sucks, because when you're playing with groups, the game knows it, and it starts throwing elites, bosses at you. It's like, nice. Oh, you can totally handle a blue, two yellows, and a red. Screw you, oh, no, we can't. And they show up out of nowhere. You're like, oh, look, I'm going to go, you know, take on, you know, this cultist group, which are all, like, yellows, and then suddenly three other elite groups come in. You're like, I'm doomed.
Yeah. I've gotten that just once. I don't know. Just I guess I rolled a one, and like I go into this group of just undead, and then all of a sudden two groups included with a few yellows in them just roll up on me. I'm like, well, shit.
Run away.
Yep.
Run away.
I've died 3 times on my Crusader. 2 of those true to that group. Other than that, I've been still playing Spider-Man Unlimited, Amazeballs Spider-Dude. And I should not enjoy that game. Ever, but I can't stop. I should hate that game. And everything about it, but for some reason, I just can't. I can't stop. I won't stop. Been playing around with Waze a lot too. For those who don't know, Waze is a kind of a crowdsourced Google Maps alternative, or just a GPS alternative, where people, you know, mention, hey, there's a car on the side of the road, you may have delays, or hey, there's a police trap up ahead. And it's awesome when you get out, when you get into like an area like Orlando. Oh my god, it is so amazing in metropolitan areas. Out here, yeah, not so much. Other than the fact that you can share your drive with somebody. So Rachel, when she's on her way to pick me up because I can't drive, she'll just share a ride. She'll share her drive with me so I can know when she's actually near my office so I can just close up shop then instead of just waiting.
Oh, that comes in handy.
Oh, yeah. It's infinitely more creepy than the Google Plus one, but at least with the Google Plus one, I can just pull it up and I can show everyone right now where Budlong lives.
You could, please don't. Unless you scroll down about 300 yards and show them where Azevedo lives also.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Nobody said that was okay.
Yeah. I didn't say it was okay on my end either. Well, I guess I did kind of, as long as he showed yours.
Yeah.
I'll show you yours if you show me his.
His? Sure. I'm for it.
First.
You feel the love tonight.
No. That's a throwback to Inktober for today from Daryl. Has he posted that?
Yeah. Yeah, he has, okay. I believe. Yeah, everybody should go check out geek-io.com/Inktober and scroll to Daryl's page. It puts everything that any of us do to shame, except for Budlong, but he doesn't do them.
I do them on occasion when I have time to draw on paper. We've gone over this.
He doesn't do them, is what you're saying.
I don't do them regularly. I will admit to that.
We did get to go to a sneak preview of Alexander and the No Good, Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad, No Good Day, or whatever the hell it's called.
Longest title ever.
Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
Yeah, that one.
Wait, okay, and so you got your intro right, but you can't get the name of that movie right?
That's harder. That doesn't have alliteration.
Azevedo just pulled it off, and it didn't sound that hard.
That was one of my favorite children books when I was a child.
There you go.
So I remember it.
It's... we're potty training. Well, we're finalizing potty training with Aaron. He was a slow starter, and we're not ones to push pressure him because psychologically it damages people if you push children to potty train before they're ready. So we just kind of let him take his time, and he's been out now for about a month. But especially when he's bored, Daddy, gotta go potty. Daddy, gotta go potty. Daddy, gotta go potty. Kia loved the movie. Never moved, never said a thing. AJ, not so much. So I missed about half the movie, and I'm not joking. From what I saw, though, I actually really enjoyed it. It is a family movie. It does have the family humor in it, so you'll have the occasional, the kid jokes, and then right after that, Jennifer Gardner going, "I've seen every penis in this van!"
That's hilarious.
Yay, out of context stuff.
That sounds like a show title.
Oh, I've seen every penis. That's great.
Well, I mean, technically, I mean, it was her husband and her three sons and her daughter in the van. So, yes, she's seen every penis in that van.
It's a completely accurate statement, just not something you want yelled out in public. So, it's a good thing they were in a van.
Every vagina in that van.
It's true. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but for some reason, the word vagina is frowned upon.
No, what I was going to say,
especially in Disney.
It depends on... she may not have seen hers. It depends, you know? Like,
I don't know. The fappening just happened. Jennifer Gardner's vagina has certainly been...
And she's pissed about that, by the way. Have you guys... I mean, rightfully so. Don't get me wrong. But have you seen, like, her response to that? She's like, no, this is a freaking
sex crime.
I've
seen all of her...
Like,
oh, response, yes.
You've never seen... Oh, jeez.
Should be running and hiding.
Oh yeah. You pissed off the wrong group of women there. Seriously.
Right. Yeah. No. And you shouldn't do that anyway, especially with women.
No.
Oh my God, because we're horrible. We don't go for the law. We go for the eyes.
And the penis. 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 Penis.
Exactly. How many times have you heard about a penis getting cut off? Way more times than you've heard about a girl getting a guy arrested for showing pics.
Yeah, right. That guy is chilling right behind what's his name?
Bobbitt.
The NSA leak guy.
Oh, Edward Snowden. Yeah.
He's chilling right behind the ice cream and last year's deer.
At least part of him is.
Yeah.
The rest of them is down by the frozen peas.
Oh. That went a place that I didn't think it was going to go. But yeah, the biggest thing that bothered me about that whole thing is, and yes, I've seen plenty of the pictures. I'm a horrible human being. I'm aware of this. I'm going to hell, but at least I'm going to enjoy myself while I'm going there. But... the one thing that bothered me the most about this, and some of the women have come out and said it, is they were underage when they took those pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So have we had this conversation before about a hypothetical scenario that you and your girlfriend at 16 took a video of yourself, of yourselves, rather, having sex. And you kept, or you found it after you got married and you're now like 30. Does that make you a pedophile to watch that again? Or, like, what is... that's a weird...
To watch it again, no, but it is child porn. You do have, at that point, child pornography.
Right, and that's when you burn it.
On your person.
You burn it and say it never happened. That's what happens. Because we're talking VHS tape.
That's what you need to do. Because at the time, technically, you shouldn't have been having sex unless you asked your parents. Which is even funnier, because if you're married... you might have to ask your parents to see it again.
Right.
Yes. But I don't think it's considered pedophilia unless it continues.
Or that's actually, I don't know. Does it count if you enjoy watching it or if it's just you actually having sex with younger with kids?
If you have it on your computer, it is also.
Well, no, I think he's trying to get into the technical term of pedophilia.
Yeah.
Technically, having any kind of philia at all is not necessarily the just having intercourse. It is the mentality of the arousal given by that. So technically, you're just being aroused by your now wife. If it was any 16-year-old girl walking down the street, or you know anything like that, then you're a pedophile.
Okay.
But still, that does not get around the legal ramifications that you have child porn.
Oh yeah, no, you would still go to jail. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if now you're married and you married the woman. There's been court cases that kind of thing during a divorce came out. Boom, guy's in jail.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, nope. Uh-uh.
Nope.
Yeah,
so Jared, apparently this video you're referencing, just go open the door, yell at your wife to burn it, and you're good.
I don't have one. It was a hypothetical.
Jared's like, I will be right back.
Hey guys, I have to go get some paper for Inktober. I'll be right back. Oh no!
You hear the shredder.
The smoke alarm goes off. I'm like, oh, I should go take care of that. I'll be right back again. Whoops.
Apparently, apparently, floppy disks don't go through your shredder.
You're right.
Floppy disks. Oh.
Did we have to go to floppy disks?
At the age that we were all 16, yes, we did.
Yeah,
it just makes a perfect euphemism. Also, it's great.
So I'm gonna go away from the Disney movie now. And wow, I don't know how that rabbit hole happened.
That was my fault.
I'm certainly glad it's not on my other podcast where I discuss Disney stuff and Disney people listen to it. So
yeah.
This is the appropriate-ish forum for that, so I'm glad it happened here and not there. All in all, I'm gonna give Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day a 8 out of 10 Tito's.
Nice.
Good. It's enjoyable, but it's not one you'll ever not want to watch if you don't have a family or are not in that mentality. It's not even like the good kid funny, and it's not the like potty humor, adult funny, but if you have kids, and it's appropriate for pretty much anywhere. Like, all of the humor is slapstick, unless your kids get freaked out by, like, fire or, like, shock humor like that, because there's a couple times where fire happens, but that's really the only thing that I could think of, and it's quickly put out. It's all part of a running gag. The only violence in it is car violence, and that happens in all the previews, so I'm not going to spoil anything with that one. And Steve Carell getting ninja kicked by a kangaroo, which is freaking fantastic.
So Raul brings up zip drives. Oh my gosh.
Well, if it's on a computer, you don't have to worry about it, because there's nothing that exists that will do those anymore.
Oh, the government will find one. They will.
What are you talking about? Government still uses them.
No, they use 3.5-inch floppies. They don't use... They do have zip drives there. But the thing is they're stored so far in the back closet where you literally have to get a CO of a base to go and get one for you. And I'm not joking with that, by the way. The one time we got a zip disk from somebody with a bunch of information on it because it's all secured and that's all they had there. And I'm like, all of us are just kind of looking around like, what do we do with this? We need to get the information off of here. And my boss at the time goes, I think I have to go to the Admiral. I'm like, we had to go to the freaking Admiral to get a damn zip drive.
They still sell them on Amazon?
Nice.
Of course they do.
Radio Shack still has them.
Oh my gosh.
Still says 5.25-inch floppies.
You can buy a 250-megabyte external zip drive for $183 and have it primed to your house.
Lord, $183?
That's for the iOmega. You can buy an off-brand one. You can buy an off-brand one for cheaper. Oh, man.
That's almost as much as a PlayStation Vita. What the hell?
Hey, you can buy 35 used and new from $39.99 and up.
That's a little bit more. That's a little bit. Is iOmega still a thing? Are they still making things? iOmega.
Oh, this was fun. I think we should do this more often. Hold on.
iOmega. Oh, they're making network storage devices now. So they're making NASs and SANs and stuff like that.
Okay. So funny story. I just tried to type iOmega and Google auto corrected me to I am the Alpha and Omega.
Nice.
That's great.
But literally, that's all they're doing now is making NASs. So, you know, that they went out quick. Not that they were anything more than a flash.
Well, they did kind of, you know.
Well, at least they kind of pivoted.
All their eggs in the wrong basket.
At least they tried to pivot. They weren't like, zip drive to hell. Like, we're taking it to our grave. They're like, we're going to make bigger and bigger zip drives.
Zip drive or die. Right.
Oh, so good.
All right. So, Mara, what have you been doing recently?
Other than playing a whole boatload of Reaper of Souls. Like a whole lot of Reaper of Souls and a whole lot of running and a whole lot of racing and getting really into running tech. So this one is one of them. I've got a Nike Plus watch.
They come with watches now. Okay.
Yes, running comes with watches.
Nike I knew Plus. That. I was more so talking about Nike.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No. Nike's been creating watches for a long time.
They stuck their eggs in the fuel band basket.
Mm-mm. Oh gosh, no. No. Are you kidding? They've got heart rate monitors. They third party sell through a bunch of stuff. They have their apps now inside the iWatch, as well as inside.
It's not an iWatch. It's just an Apple Watch.
Whatever. It's a really expensive thing.
It really and truly is.
Shiny doodad.
Right? Seriously, it's more expensive than this, and this does exactly what I need it to do. The Apple Watch doesn't do exactly what I need it to do.
Right? Like, I'm looking at... Rachel won't listen to this, and she's not on right now. I'm actually thinking of getting her what Jared's going to be talking about here in a couple of seconds for Christmas. And like that, it's more expensive than that. Does less than that.
This is more expensive than that. Wait, what?
The Apple Watch is significantly more expensive than the 360.
Oh, and does less. Okay, yeah, I got you. I was like, that 360 does a pretty good amount actually. But okay, yeah, I follow now. I was confused.
It's okay. That long.
Like I said, she's not gonna listen. So I can okay. Think.
Can... whisper, whisper, whisper. Things.
Dan is not real, kids.
Whoa! Spoiler alert! Hold on! Hold on!
Spoilers.
Calm down. Wow.
I love how Budlong, the one who's not doing the Santa bit, is the one getting on my case about
it more than anybody else. I know.
That's the funniest part of this to me. It's like, Budlong doesn't do it anyway. And he's like, hey.
I'm protecting all of the innocent children out there whose parents have chosen to lie to them every year.
And let them listen to this. If you are listening to this, your parents have chosen poorly.
Maybe they have an iPhone or an Android phone and got this all on their own, and they ignore the warning at the very top of the show that says, hey, you shouldn't be listening to this.
And their parents don't know how to put parental guidances on there.
It won't fix us, technically. It won't fix us. We ignore parental guides. We just go ahead and play it. And we just put the audio bumper so people will turn it off if they don't want to.
No, I would love to have Dale go through one of our episodes and do his censorship noise to it. That would be fantastic. Doing. Yeah, just random. Doing.
It'd be great.
Dale, spend the 5 hours that it would take doing that and do that.
Get on it.
Yeah. For the first 15 minutes of this episode.
Doink, 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 doink.
No, CJ wants the entire episode.
Yeah, no, yeah, the entire thing.
I don't give a boing.
All right, so what else you been doing?
Since Ingress came over to the iPhone, I've been actually debugging that, because on the iPhone 6, if you put the iPhone 6 into Zoom mode, Ingress shows up suddenly as a very small section of the screen.
Wow. It hasn't
mastered how to stretch. So,
So you play Ingress currently?
Yes. Okay. Not a whole lot, but I do play Ingress.
Do you live in a city that like you can actually walk around and do stuff, I assume?
Sort of. Okay. I work in a city. I do not live anywhere. Okay. Actually, they finally put one a half mile down the road from me, so I'm cat about that.
Okay. I used to play, but it takes too much gas to do it in the area that I live in. Like I would die trying to walk between all of them from heat exhaustion. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't work.
That was why I play as a passenger in the car.
I don't have anybody to drive/ride with, so.
Oh, see, I make my husband drive. Anytime we have to go anywhere long distance, going up to anywhere. Literally, if we're going two cities over, I think we went mattress shopping once, and I'm just sitting there
We did that.
He's
we did
what
that.
What are you doing? I'm like,
I never thought to do that.
We did that on our trip to Pensacola. It happened. We went over there to do. I traded her actually. I was like, look, you want to go to Joanne's Fabrics? Is that that's a place, right? Yeah, she wanted to go to Joanne's Fabrics because they have this huge. Wow. Oops, that was loud. A really loud, dang it, a really big Joanne's
Wasn't
fabric
about
place.
About a huge dong, what?
Yeah. Huge. Anyway, so I was like, yeah, we can go to that, but I'm going to want to do something for an hour after that. So we just drove around Pensacola and walked around for a little bit. So it was a ton of fun. Until we were leaving and I popped a tire on a curb. So that was great.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't hit anything.
Yeah. A curb or a pothole, something happened, but it was 11 at night. We were an hour and 15 minutes from the house. It was bad.
Yeah. I might still be the owner of the General John Stark home historical landmark.
Nice.
And that actually would tell you where I actually have been able to hit. So I was yes. Nice. Civil War general. That's right.
Eat it. My lower third went away, by the way. I don't know why that does that.
You've got to stop doing that. I don't know why.
I'm not doing anything!
Stop messing with
stop
it. Stop
giving
up.
The things. Come on.
But now it doesn't...
And when I go back into it, I can't get it back, because I'll turn it off, and I'll turn it back on, and nothing. Nope. Nothing.
Just give up.
Have off.
Change, hang off, 2 blocks.
Your screen size changes when you do that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all it does.
That was weird.
It zooms in.
They're on off, and it was zoom, 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 zoom.
Yeah, it's changing the resolution to match the template that I gave you guys.
Huh.
That's it.
How about that?
Yeah.
That is neat. Neato, everybody.
Nifty.
Nifty spiffy.
You're never gonna touch me.
I blame your template.
You can blame my template. That's fine. It works for everybody else.
Who goes next, by the way?
Oh, I get to pick who goes next? Yeah. Oh, between Jared and Jared. How about Jared goes next?
A or B, because that's an appropriate
decision.
No,
I know. I'm going to go with B.
Okay.
I start at the end and go forward.
Yay. I don't have to go
with
that. Last in, first out.
Yes. Alpha and Omega. I am I Omega. So I was using a Note OG, the old school original Galaxy Note from 2011, whenever that thing came out. I don't know, forever ago. And I finally upgraded my phone. I am currently on a Moto X second generation from 2014, and it is very pretty. I would show you on the camera, but that really doesn't do it justice. Go look at it somewhere, because it's a fantastically high resolution screen. Anywho, the cool part was I was originally planning on buying it outright because I made some extra cash. And I was like, cool, I'm just going to buy it. Won't worry about a contract. Until I saw that it was $700 still. And I was like, maybe not. I've got a baby coming. So I'm going to just go ahead and sign another contract and spend $50. But I had originally planned on spending, five or six. So I went ahead and bought a Moto 360, which is this handy little guy that's upside down. And you won't be able to read anything because it stays off unless I point it the right way. Anywho, it's actually pretty neat. It lasts most of the day while I'm at work. I think I got home with 25 or 30% battery today after 6 or 7 hours of work and using it more than I normally would because I was bored at work. It works pretty good. The only thing that I'm having issues with is sending texts. Because I'm using Google Voice, and it's, even though I have Hangouts set up to use Google Voice as my default messenger, it still tries to send them with my AT&T normal number, and nobody knows that number, so people were really confused when I sent them a text earlier. They're like, who the heck is this? And I was like, oh, dang it. Ignore that number. Go back to using the other one. It's fine. Just stop.
That number, that's not the number you're looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not the number you're looking for. It's actually been a ton of fun. The only thing I want to do, though, is it comes with a leather wristband, and I'm not a huge fan of anything but metal because they end up stinking because I sweat a lot. They end up smelling really horrid.
Yeah, it does.
So I want to replace it with a metal one, but I haven't decided if I'm actually going to try the pebble steel one that I've heard works or wait for the actual official metal one because I supposedly they're getting one. But we'll see, because right now the color is cool. It actually, it's neutral. It's nice and stone, although it looks salmon because my camera and lighting sucks. Yeah.
It looks like the same color as your room.
Which is actually, it's not purple.
Lies!
Azevedo can vouch for me technically, but he probably won't because it's more fun not to.
Yeah, it's significantly more fun to teach.
I don't remember.
It's true. Yeah,
I don't
see,
think you had painted
excuse.
It when I was there last.
I haven't painted it. That's my point. It's the like the cream color that's in every house when you buy them.
So it's just your standard generic cream.
Yes.
Extra white.
Yeah. Might be a little...
Generic cream was my high school wrestling name.
It's more of a...
I was going to say, generic cream is what I use to make some pretty nice clam chowder.
Nice. I like it.
That sounds delicious.
Who wants chowder?
You want some chowder?
So they've been fun. I've only had them for a day, so I can't give a huge review or anything, but they are nice. The touchless voice activation of the Motorola phone is great. And I love the fact that you can change the trigger word. It doesn't have to be Moto X. You can make it whatever you want. So I can say that as much as I want, and my phone ignores me because I haven't said the actual phrase, which is
so we have to get JD to find out what it is and say it all the time on how it stacks, because that's the best part. All of a sudden you're talking, JD says something, you're boink.
Well, that was my tablet, so that will still be a problem.
Okay, Google.
Headphones are plugged in, so that won't be an issue here. But when we're live and in front of it, that would cause a problem on my tablet. The phone was never a problem because it's usually off and in silent mode. But what was I going to say? Yeah, evidently. Hold on, let me ask. How many steps have I taken today? Because it's something ridiculous. I don't think I actually walked this much. It currently is up to 4,780. So 4,780 steps today, supposedly. I have no idea how I walked that much, if that's true.
It's going off of the
it's going
gyro
off my it's going off my arm bouncing and stuff. But it's I want to see if I can.
So as far as it's concerned, every time you move your hand from your keyboard to your mouse at your desk, you just made a step.
Nice.
Still counts. Still counts.
It'll be okay. It's a ballpark figure at that point then. I don't sit at a desk and type a lot, but I do get in and out of a van. But I will be walking at that point, so it'd just be like an extra step. It's going to be close, I guess. I will see. I does have a heart rate monitor, which is kind of neat, but it doesn't give you like the systolic and what's the other one? It doesn't give you both. It only gives you one number, which is weird to me. I don't know why it doesn't give you both.
I guess they're assuming that you're only looking for your resting heart rate.
I guess. It just says,
and
you know, it's...
Is it something that you would wear when working out?
Yeah, it's water resistant, so you could. Yeah, it's water resistant, so you could.
Well, except for the leather bit.
Well,
Stinky, mud-long, sweaty, wet dog leather.
The technology part of it, all the tech in it is water resistant.
All the widgets and gizmos.
Yes.
Totally. Yeah, if it's only water resistant.
It's IP something or other 6 and 7, so it's 67. So it's completely dust, or 76, completely dust, and then one tier below waterproof. So it's like down to like 3 meters or something. So it's like, hey, yeah, you can wear it in the shower and stuff, but don't go swimming with it.
Yeah, yeah. See, when you're a sweater.
Oh, I know, I know.
You need to go with a waterproof.
Yeah. Oh, I don't plan on working
better
out with
better yet
it.
Is when they call it sweatproof and waterproof to a certain depth. I'm like, when you say sweatproof, you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Do they have an OtterBox for it?
No.
You should put an OtterBox on it.
That, okay, it actually, speaking of OtterBoxes, it's actually not very, it doesn't feel as big as I thought it was going to. It's actually not too bad. I'm going to try and do an actual write-up on it. We'll see. But I'll take pictures.
I mean,
hey, I've done
some
write-ups.
Believe you.
When I said I would, I did. I just don't
this
say
is
I will
true.
Often.
You still have done more than Jez. So.
I just don't do them often. I follow through on my word. That's why I said I might. So, but it actually feels nice. It's not heavy. It's not very thick. It's not too big, I don't think, personally, for me at least.
It does look professional, so like...
It looks nice.
Said person who may be going into a field where she is has it out in the open and needs to be professional pretty much at all times,
right,
is okay to have it.
And so. It has, I mean, the watch faces that are built in are decent. I switched it to a digital one because I don't like... I don't do well with analog watches at a glance, and that's kind of the
yeah.
point of this is to glance at it and read the time.
Hold on, one,
well,
two.
No, the problem is when you're outside and it's sunlight out. It,
yeah.
The way it works is when you bring your witch. Dang it!
Bring your witch. And a bucket of water.
Watching.
Yeah. When you bring
sure
your
hand over the rock.
When you bring your wrist to a flat plane like this, it slightly lights up so you can read it. But if it's in the middle of the day and you're outside, you would actually have to turn it all the way, and then you have to. It actually lights up
you
completely.
Have to turn the witch all the way on.
Yes, you have to. You have to rotate the witch all the way. And then it comes to full brightness as you put it on a pyre to burn it.
Hey, it's and almost it, Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can go there.
You made me want to watch Night Before Christmas.
I totally just finished watching American Horror Story, the freak show.
Oh, how is it?
I'm excited for this one. I have not watched any of the previous ones because I haven't been on any topics I've been interested in, and I've been listening to the interviews with the cast members for this one. It's actually pretty good. I like how it's layering things.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Coven. I'm waiting for it to get on Netflix so I can watch the rest of it, but I really enjoyed when I watched it.
I haven't watched any of that show yet, so...
This is the first one.
Okay.
This one was the first time that it actually had a topic that I was interested in.
Bearded ladies, or
no, just the concept of the freak show in general is like.
I will say
we don't consider this normal.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that they're getting real. I'm going to use the term because it's called freak show, but like real freaks to participate. It's not like CG weird stuff. It's like actual people who could.
No, they really are. They are awesome.
Yeah,
they're amazing people.
I think it's cool that they're doing that. It's I don't know. I think it's respectful. I don't know because I'm not anyone.
It's interesting. They all want to be actors,
right?
And just having watched the premiere, I won't give any spoilers on it. They definitely had some interesting contracts, and I can understand why not anybody who has any disability or anybody who's just a regular actor would want to do this, because it does do some pretty weird stuff. I give them huge props for doing that, because they did something that a lot of people who are normal actors are not comfortable with doing.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm like, I hope they're paying them slightly more than usual, because some
right.
of this stuff is like, wow. So it's just awesome, though.
Speaking
they need
of,
to start
oh, go ahead.
Showing more blood, though. I'm missing the blood. Come on.
Where is the blood? Come on.
There needs to be more death.
Why has no one been decapitated
you
yet?
You only killed 6 people in this episode. You're still not meeting Walking Dead standards.
Right?
Fair enough. So speaking of weird, I've tried to watch some Twin Peaks. Oh, I've gotten 4 episodes in, and I don't know. There's part of me that's like, man, okay, this, I'm getting it. Like, I'm starting to catch the quirkiness, but man, I don't know if I can keep going. I'm going to try. I'm going to try, what is it, 8 episodes?
The first season's 8 episodes.
Yes. I'm going to try and finish it. Part of me wants to keep watching and is enjoying the quirkiness and just the weirdness. But for some reason, I thought it was going to change. Like, I thought it was going to start off like too serious and then get kind of like goofy and making fun of things. But it has not happened.
It does get goofy later on.
Okay.
It gets very goofy. Well,
when you say later on, I didn't think that'd be season 2.
I can't remember exactly. Okay. But
I don't know. I'll keep going. Alicia woke up last night. She had fallen asleep on the couch watching Cutthroat Kitchen, and I turned it off immediately and then switched over to Twin Peaks. And she woke up and was like, "What are you watching?" And I was like, "It's Twin Peaks. Just go to bed. It's fine."
Yeah, go back to sleep.
Go to bed. Ignore this. Don't even try and understand, because I don't yet. It's okay. So Twin Peaks, the Moto X and Moto 360, and I lost my place in the notes. And then, so Tasker, we've talked about that in the past. I didn't do a write-up on that. I think I did it on, NFC. Yeah. I was dealing with NFC and Tasker at the same time. So I did it on NFC. Anyway, I've been playing with Tasker, which is kind of cool. It's, phone automation is probably the best description I've ever heard for it, but they have, the ability to do plugins. So there's an app called Auto Remote, which will let you send commands or messages to and from phones and your computer to your phones and or tablet to let it trigger a task. So what I'm trying to do right now is set up a task to trigger when my phone is plugged in after 9 p.m. and face down, indicating, hey, I'm going to bed. So it's plugged in, face down's after 9 o'clock, and that will trigger my tablet to come on and start playing a certain playlist from Google Play. The problem is Google Play Music doesn't have a good way of doing that. And I'm getting into weird Java programming that is way over my head. It's getting weird. I say weird. It's just getting complicated, and it's I don't understand it, because you have to get into like the package name and then the activity that it's called specifically, and it's we'll see. I really want to learn it, because I think it'd be really cool to just do that, like be able to set my phone down and then my tablet's like, okay, cool, volume needs to go down to like 3, play that music, and then it's sleepy time, go to bed, you're good. Because I do one thing with one phone, so my personal phone, I can lay it down, have it plugged in, and then everything goes to silent except the media on my tablet, and it plays a specific playlist, and that's brilliant. I think it's really cool, but I can't get it to work, so I'm gonna keep plugging away at it. We'll see. I'll keep you guys posted.
I love your weird use cases that you come up with.
And this is why I can't go to iOS. Because I want to do stupid, dumb things that you can't do anywhere but on Android.
My phone senses the humidity at 45. It seems to decrease the screen resolution and then start playing Raindrops
and Gata DeVita.
You joke, but there is a barometric pressure sensor in the S4. So you can do all kinds of crazy dumb things. Well, plus if this then that, which we use for dumb things through the podcast, but you can actually use it.
Dumb, it's functional.
Well, it's dumb that we have to use it. So, can I say it that way?
Yes.
Okay. I'll say it that way. It's dumb that we have to use it. It's functional and it works, but it's irritating we have to. Anyway, if this and that, if you guys aren't familiar, I think we have talked about it before, but I'm speaking to our listeners as well, not just you guys. I'm trying to be thoughtful.
No, we have talked about it. We've talked about it on web and on Android.
What about the new listeners? You know, that
well, they can just
him,
go back to like Geek I.O. episode 15
the two people that just started listening this
watch,
week.
Look at all the if this and that spam in the bottom of every post.
Oh man! So anyway, it lets you trigger things from the net in the cloud in general. So you can trigger something from an RSS feed to the weather, the time of day, the date, RSS feeds, Instagram. Pick a cloud service of some sort, and you can. You can trigger something else to happen. So you can put it in a doc file. You can have it send you an email, a text, whatever. You can also do that for the Moto 360. You can be like, hey, if it's going to rain today, just alert me on my phone and say, hey, dude, it's going to rain today. Bring an umbrella. And I'm like, that's really cool. I'm going to do stuff like that because it's fun. So
It's two.
Now you need to hook it up to your thermostat so that
if I had a nest
and the weather, right?
If I had a nest and I'm so close to buying one. It's not a I really want one. Because first off, if you get the Harmony remotes now have control over Nest and a couple other home automation stuff as well. So you literally I can't wait. We are in a wonderful world. I told my wife this the other day. She put it on Instagram, but we were having a conversation, and I was trying to figure out which phone I wanted to get, and she goes, Jared, your geekiness is hanging out. And I said, I sent her a message, I replied back, and I was like, zips it up. Oops, sorry about that. I love the world that we live in. It's freaking, it's great. I love the technology in general.
I just need to get some of those little Wi-Fi outlet things that you can if this, then that, and turn off lights. And
yeah, the Belkin Wemos or Weebos.
So that way... Yeah, that you're way you Weebo down, your tablet turns on and starts playing the music and all the lights turn off. And
Tasker has a Tasker can integrate into those also, and you can set up a delay. So it's like, hey, when I'm going to bed, it'll take 5 minutes for the lights to go off.
When you say, okay, Google sexy time, it dims the light. You playlist.
Those remote controlled candles go on.
So
and his nest belt undoes itself.
My nested belt undoes itself. Okay. Sure. Man. No, it actually, there's some really cool stuff. So if you have an Android phone and you're interested in doing weird or useful things like, I don't know, turning all of your phone's volume down whenever you plug it in at night after a certain time, check out Tasker. It's a paid app, but it is a very useful app. Just it's got a learning curve. We'll just say it that way. It's got a pretty steep learning curve, but you can do crazy things with it. So
learn Java now.
Yeah, just assume you're gonna have to start learning some programming, but for the basic stuff, it's all UI based, so it's not that bad. It's when you get into weird things like I want to do that you have to start actually learning like what this stuff actually means. It's no longer plug and play. So, Azevedo, what have you been up to?
I've been up to some stuff and some things, and I'm just scrolling. Hey, so for the first time in 5 months, Katie and I got to have a date night. Babies are hard. Love them. That they're hard.
That's where they come from.
Yeah, well.
Sorry.
Not going to be any more babies if there's no more date nights.
Hey.
You know.
No, I do.
And don't know. Don't worry, Budline. You'll know soon enough.
I'll know again.
So we went to California Dreamin'. I did not get a Swedish fish martini. I'm sorry, Budline.
That's okay.
But I did get a tiramisu martini, and it was pretty awesome.
Nice. I'm not going to make fun of you. It's fine.
It's okay. It's a circular making fun of thing. What?
You want to try that again?
Nope. Okay. Not going to try it. Just going to move right along.
Good choice.
Just going to let that hang there for a second.
Just going to let it hang there. Let it sink in. All heard it. And we're moving on. So it is running season in Alabama because the weather's dropped below 80 degrees. So that's nice. So I'm trying to get back into that and not be a big fatty. So I ran 2.5 miles Tuesday.
Wait, okay, hold on. Let me clear this back up. You just got back in and ran 2 miles?
Huh?
You just got back into running and ran 2 miles? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get back in and run like 200 feet. I'm like, yep, done.
It's been about 9 months or so.
Yeah, and
I was up to 10Ks, so 2 miles is a third of that. So trying to get back in bed. Got to get my knees conditioned again because they didn't work yet at all. And then I did strength training on my legs on Wednesday, and today I did spinning. So my legs are just...
Yay, leg day!
I'm gonna
start sending you memes. There's the best one is of the second Hangover movie. They're all like laying in the hotel room. They're like, "What happened last night?" And it's leg day.
That's my favorite part of the Captain America 2 Honest trailer.
Yes.
Captain America is back, and he didn't skip leg day. And it's just like yes. montage of him kicking people. Awesome.
I need to audio clip that so I can just send it to my friends. Everybody that I go to the gym with, it's like, oh my god.
Captain America. And then, Silver Linings Playbook is on Netflix now, everybody. Didn't know if you knew that or not.
It's good.
Speaking of Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. It is. What was that? Was that a is that what I heard?
That was a little quick.
Okay.
Just a little involuntary.
He spent a little bit more time on the part than the
sausage.
Oh man, and
that movie is good.
It is really good. Alicia was we watched it and she was like, wow, there's a lot of language in this movie.
Yeah, but I felt it gave a pretty good representation of, you know, people with bipolar disorder, and as far as people that I've encountered in my personal life, they seem to be a fairly accurate representation of that, which is nice. They didn't play it over the top too much. And
reminds me of family.
Mm-hmm. No comment.
Feels like home.
but really made the movie excellent is just the performances. Like, it's just, man, everybody just nails it in that movie. There's a reason everyone got nominated for awards, and Jennifer Lawrence actually got
all the things.
All the things. I was like, oh, Bradley Cooper is a great actor.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I mean, he's awesome as Rocky Raccoon, but wow, look at this. Get him. Go get it. So I recommend it. I'd give it some Tito's. 8.5 8.5 All right.
I can concur with that.
8.5 Not perfect, but definitely worth one watch. It's an enjoyable, interesting movie. And I've also, speaking of terrible language and terrible things, I've started watching Archer.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That show makes me feel bad for laughing at the things that happen on it.
But it's no, I don't. You will be happy to know that I don't hate Archer.
There we go. Something we can agree on, I guess. I do like Archer.
Yeah, I like it. I'm not going out of my way to watch it, but
it's fine for something like small and quick, and then, you know, I just need to turn off my brain and laugh at something dumb.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy's really good for that. Just throwing that out there.
That's not on Netflix anymore.
No, it's not. It's on Amazon and on YouTube. There's a lot on YouTube. Of questionable legality, but it's all on YouTube.
I don't really need any bootleg Ren and Stimpy in my life. I'm good.
Okay. All right.
I don't need a wobbly camera pointed at a TV.
some of it is that, unfortunately.
You know, it's just this camera phone from, you know, 2005.
Yeah.
Camcorder.
It's a little grainy.
It's literally an 8mm back from, like, the late 90s, and they're just recording it on that and then transferred it later. It's fine.
It's been converted. Who knows?
I got the 8mm, and then they projected it and recorded that with cell phone camera.
Right. And then took out all the wobbliness with YouTube's automatic anti-moving. So you're only getting like a third of the screen because it's been moving around so much. It's perfect.
And then for my... Inktober. It is October for real.
Inktober.
Which is not the eighth month, by the way. My bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's the 10th month. Wow. And I'm the self-portrait of myself in Doug style.
Nice.
It's still not good, but
hey.
Nice.
I'm trying, but I'm not an artist. I never.
No, neither am I.
This is why I write code.
Consummate fees. I said consummate fees. Oh.
Consummate fees.
Oh, they have a new cartoon out. Oh, they put out a new one.
Do.
Oh, so good.
Wub wub.
Oh, and that's it for me. So I guess it's intermission time.
All right. It is indeed intermission time. I want to go into a little tangent really quick going into intermission because it's what I like to do.
Bob.
Of course, standard intermission time. We're going to go do some, pay some bills and play some ads and get you guys to listen to some other great stuff on the Geek.io network, geek-io.com. Last night, I've been following for some time a musician from Japan, and found out last night that she was making her American debut on David Letterman. This musician, his name is Hatsune Miku, which roughly translates to first sound from the future. She be a robot, yo.
That's awesome.
She's what's called a Vocaloid. It's completely, she's an animated character just with a program making the music, and animators doing like vector animations on her to make music videos. And I kind of got out of listening to her. She's been around for a long time, and huge in Japan, freaking mungus in Japan. She's like beyond Bieber at his peak level in Japan.
Well, the Japanese do love their robots.
And she never gets old and stays hot forever. Yeah.
Sometimes I love them a little too much.
Yes. So. If you ever go searching for Hatsune Miku, beware some sights. That's all I'm saying.
Go ahead and turn on safe search.
I'm not even talking about the Rule 34 stuff. The Rule 34 stuff is actually pretty tame. Considering I saw male pleasure device in the shape of her face.
You do know they've got sperm collecting robots, right?
Oh, please tell me you guys have seen that video.
Please. Yes.
It's not in use, just for ref. It's not in use. It's just, it's like think of E3, but for like, hey, medical devices, and this one will extract sperm. It's weird. Like,
I love it.
The best part is people are like, what is. Is that? Oh yeah, that's where that. Okay, that's what that does. I'm like, yeah.
Now but, I just need an e-reader on the top of it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh man.
So between watching her on David Letterman last night and this morning on the morning stream, Brian Emmett played the cover of "Let It Go" from her, which was fantastic. I've been literally listening to nothing but Hatsune Miku songs all freaking day. And the best part of it is none of them are licensed, except for the ones that are on the dance games from her. This, the song Rubik's Cube, is not one of them. It is literally made by two guys, and it's awesome. It's really freaking good. A lot of her music, you do have to go into it obviously expecting Japanese. So if you don't, I have no idea what any of this means. My level of Japanese is, I can say hello, good morning, good night, good evening, goodbye, and thank you. And that's pretty much it. I was learning it before I got into started working for the Navy and just completely lost track of it. Now I barely can speak any of it and read even less. So we are going to go ahead and listen to Hatsune Miku. Rubik's Cube. Stay tuned.
I'm wearing a t-shirt right now. He's wearing a t-shirt right now, and so is he. And the best part about t-shirts is you can buy one too. And the best place to buy a t-shirt is geek-io.com/tfury, because they sell t-shirts at T-Fury. And the best way to get there is geek-io.com/tfury, because you can have a t-shirt, he can have a t-shirt, and I can have a t-shirt, but only if I go to geek-io.com/tfury. So this is JD from How It Stacks, and I'm wearing a t-shirt, and I approve this message.
Have you ever purchased a pair of headphones only to find that they fall apart a few months later and you have to buy a new pair? Or end up finding a pair that you love so much, they sound great, they just don't match your style? Go check out Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 styles, with and without microphones, and 6 great colors. They also have wood, which is not a color. These headphones are designed to sound great for music and talk, and engineered for durability. Tweaked even believes in their products so much, they've given us a lifetime guarantee. Head on over to geek-io.com/tweaked to check them out. And don't forget to use our code GEEK and get 33% off your order, plus free shipping.
This is Willis from How It Stacks, where we answer the age-old question, hey, remember that thing? That was cool. Does that suck now? That's right. We take your favorite childhood memories in film, television, video games, comics, snacks, and more, and do our best to overanalyze and thereby shit all over your precious memories. We do this as a public service to you at no cost, so that our valued listeners don't have to waste their precious time watching things that don't stack up. Catch us and other great shows right here on the Geek.io Podcast Network at geek-io.com.
On the wrong thing. And welcome back. That was Hatsune Miku's Rubik's Cube. Check it out on YouTube because it's the only place it's available. So yes, Vocaloids are awesome and Japan does things better than any human ever could.
Maybe.
So head on over to, and I apologize for some issues that was going on with the site this week. You can head over to geek-io.com for all of the awesome stuff for the network. Our social media feeds are there, Geek.io show pretty much anywhere. Feedback at geek-io.com. And all the awesome stuff.
That completely sounded like a I want to say a Skype hiccup, but that it would be Hangouts at this point. It's not like you're just repeating yourself.
No, that was me just my mind breaking for some reason. I don't know. I couldn't stop.
It reminded me of Ibbot on the morning stream the other day, where he was like, penis, 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 penis. Oh, and Azevedo left. He'll be back. So I guess it's time to jump into...
Well, we're taking an anonymous survey of all of our listeners. If you head over to geek-io.com/survey, take that and you can tell us all about yourself. Remember to leave your social security number and mother's maiden name. Also, if you want to support the network in other ways other than what you've just heard, head over to geek-io.com/support. To help us out, it has a list of literally every way that you can possibly help us out. ThinkGeek, Puget Audio or Puget Systems, Tweaked Audio, Audible, Patreon, anything that you possibly want to know or to do to help us out, geek-io.com/support.
Did I miss my part?
You did. I got
it's
it.
It's fine. It's
okay.
Fine. It's fine.
Budlong tried to just poop all over it.
I started to talk and it just kicked me out.
Yeah, okay. It happens.
I'm sorry, Hangouts.
I tried to skip it all together, so it's fine. Don't worry about it. Speaking of trying to skip it out, it's time to geek out.
Oh, geek out. All right. This is the segment we normally call Geek Out, but Daryl Shaler gave me the idea of calling it Random Spoilers. So this week, it is called Snape Kills Dumbledore.
Nice.
This is where we talk about three shows for the awesome fall TV season, and we spoil everything up to and including the episode in question. This week we are going to discuss Doctor Who Season 8, Episode 7, Kill the Moon, Gotham Season 1, Episode 2, Selina Kyle, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, Episode 2, Heavy is the Head.
I haven't watched that yet.
What?
You told me to watch Sleepy Hollow.
What?
So
oh,
2 days.
Snap. Oh, snap.
That was last night. I would have watched it today.
Okay. Deleting that one then.
I did not watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. either. I just couldn't.
All right. So we're discussing.
I'm sorry, Doctor Who. I was watching things getting killed and murdered and freak show right. stuff. So,
we're face. Watching in Kill the face. Moon and Selina Kyle. So, all yeah. Right.
I asked you which one I should watch, and you told me Sleepy Hollow, so I watched Sleepy Hollow. That was last night, CJ. Last night.
Was it the second episode or the third episode of Sleepy Hollow?
Second.
Oh, we can talk that one then.
If you...
All right, hold on. Sleepy Hollow, Season 2, Episode... Throwing off my feng shui!
This is why I told you about this last night. So that we would know what to talk about.
And then you're like, well, you said you wanted to talk about Heavy as the Head, so I thought you were going to watch that before the show today.
Well, that's why I said all right, I don't know which one I should watch.
Doctor Who, Episode 7, Kill the Moon.
Yay, giant spiders!
Yay!
Yay! Spoilers! Oh, wait, that's spiders. The whole point of this. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, giant moonfish spiders.
Just giant spiders. I heard giant spiders. I haven't seen giant spiders that I've actually liked on Doctor Who since Planet of the Spiders, so it's been a long time.
Yeah. This episode was really good. It kind of sold what... got to the heart and soul of what this Doctor is. He's manipulative, he's slightly insane, and I think partially lazy.
He acts like a Time Lord now, which is a little interesting, because he acts very much a combo between the First Doctor and the Third Doctor.
Yes.
It's that weird, odd, because he's starting to actually do some of the laws that the Time Lords had laid out, even though they're not around to keep anything in check, and technically he doesn't do anything the Time Lords say, like, ever.
Yeah, you kind of nailed it. And I think with some of the previous episodes where they're getting into what a Time Lord actually means, I think that's going to be the main focus of him, is trying to get back to that, mainly so next year we can get another pretty handsome guy who's not going to obey any of the rules again. Because, hey, that's what we do.
I like the older one, though. I just hope that Clara stays away.
She's gotten weird these last couple of
weird. Episodes. Like, look, we're going to do something with her. Oh, just kidding.
I mean, they seem to have just completely, like, took the character that they built up during the Matt Smith season, and just, like, this strong character who really affects the way the Doctor exists, the person who really just works with him, and just, we're going to throw that completely out the window. Not because the Doctor changed, but for some reason, Kara has been on a 7-week PMS episode. I don't know what's going on there. Like,
swinging, like, really swinging back and forth. It's bizarre that, yeah, I just...
I mean, I said that when we discussed the first episode of the new season. I'm like, when did she become a bigot? I don't understand.
Really? And actually, with my friends talking about this episode, they're like, oh, I want her to die. I want her to die off, or I want him to strand her on a lost planet somewhere, like just forget her kind of thing. I'm like, no, that gives her too much credit. At this point, they've washed out her characters so much that I don't know what the hell her point is anymore, even though they keep point plotting the whole damn thing. It just doesn't pan out.
Something is going to come of the what happened at the end of season or episode 4, where she met baby doctor and put her hand on his leg. Someone's going to come out of that, and then she's going to poof. I do, however, want that little black girl to stay around. She's fantastic.
Yes, right?
She is, like, awesome.
We need her more often. That would be awesome to have her, because that would be true to, again, the older Doctor Who style, which is to have actual kids with him. And I'm also not a fan of the fact that, as of late, like pretty much since the reboot, people can come and go on the TARDIS as they want. They want to go home, you magically can drop them off at the same, the exact right time in the exact right place. When in record holds, he's never been able to do that.
Yeah.
He didn't even get Sarah Jane in the right spot.
Right? I mean, even that's still going on right now, but I was actually discussing with Rachel and her mom about it, and I'm like, this would be really great for her to get back to a, you know, it's never going to get back to the whole what it was to begin with it being a historical educational show. It's never going to happen with that, but it would be a very interesting thing.
Really do that well to begin with.
Well, true. It would be really fantastic to see the oldest Doctor we've seen, you know, and since I think 2 was older when he took over. Then, obviously, 1 was, but...
1 was the oldest, 2 was slightly younger, 3 was slightly younger, Tom Baker was slightly younger. They kept on getting younger and younger.
Well, how old they were when they actually took over the role. I think he is as old as the second Doctor when he took over was. So you're dealing with the second oldest Doctor, second or third oldest Doctor actor, not counting John Hurt, because he was only as a single episode.
Nobody counts that.
It was a fantastic episode.
It was good. Can't count that. The movie. The movie, which doesn't exist.
No, it does count, though.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Yes, it does. I have not seen it, but it certainly...
No, it does not. If you've seen it, you know how much it does not.
He is certainly a thing, though. He is certainly He is certainly canon.
He is not canon. I don't care. Just like that never happened.
But I love the dynamic between old Doctor, who is completely out of touch with anything human, and this young girl who is like... It's so good, and I hope that she's not just a one-time off thing. I want her to hang around and be that secondary companion when Clara is like, well, I'm gonna go off and be with Mr. Pink and leave. And
I was really looking forward to getting Mr. Pink on the TARDIS, because his interaction with the Doctor was really good. I really liked seeing that kind of interaction of, like, him putting the Doctor in his place, like calling him an old man, calling him a bigot, and having stereotypes and everything.
Oh, my Lord! He's a Lord now!
He's a Lord now. Yep, I loved that part. I was like, we need more of that. We need less of hand-holding the Doctor. He's a friggin' grown adult, and he's a Time Lord, and he doesn't need
And I think that's what it's going to get back to, probably closer towards the Chris episode. I have a feeling in the next one or two episodes, it wouldn't surprise me if he's a full-time companion starting, like, even the next episode.
It's Mummy on a train!
Yeah. Dude, they're doing some weird stuff with this episode, with this season. Oh my man!
I loved the moon concept though. That was so cool.
The moon is an egg. That's awesome. And it's just like, and I love the fact that they're like, oh, the moon's an egg. Oh, it hatched. Oh crap! What are we gonna do? Oh no, never mind.
There's a new one. Never mind. We take it back. It's like, yeah,
that was a classic Doctor Who thing.
Pretty lame. Yes, it is. Yes,
but it's like, you have no scientific explanation behind it. It's like, it happens and then it doesn't. There's no, like, no jumping back and crossing timelines or anything like that. Just, it happens and then it doesn't. It's great.
Yep.
The thing that bothers me the most about mainly the fandom with Doctor Who now is this season is literally giving every Doctor Who fan what they've wanted since the reboot. They're wanting to get it back further into what it was like in the classic episodes. You know, the writing is more closer to what it was back then. But yet, they still are being dumb and hating on it strictly because of Stephen Moffat still running the show.
As far as the scripting goes, I love each individual episode because each individual story is actually really nice, like really cute, really well done, has all the features and tidbits of classic Doctor Who. It's the overarching storyline with the Missy character that I'm not liking. I just
I'm not like, the only reason why I'm not digging it is strictly because of how long it's taking to actually get anything involved with it. You know, and I get it. And this is what bothers me about Stephen Moffat. He's a really good arc writer. He's not too great on the single episodes, with the exception of a couple here and there, but he's a really great arc writer. But for some reason, like, it's taken seven episodes and you still technically have no idea what's going on, because you know it's not what it is on face value. She's not God. It's not heaven. Something else is going on, but you're seven episodes in now to a season that is probably only going to be 12 to 15 episodes. You're going to be completely skipping Act 2 and running into the finale, because you're going to have to wrap it up before Clara ends.
I hope she just ended. Use flashbacks or something, I don't know. just let it, just lay it dead. Lay it down.
And you still have the promised River Song conclusion episode.
Wait, we're still waiting for that? I thought they said they weren't going to do anything else.
No, they're going to have one more, because you still have not officially gotten to her doctor, where she got the sonic from and everything like that,
yeah,
before
thought,
she went back in time to the library.
She says, "I've seen you young and I've seen you old."
Right.
Yeah.
So you
have to get that one episode where it's their official, like, where it's like, all right, they've been married. He makes a comment about being... He makes one passing comment, but they've said they're going to do one episode.
Okay, I thought they said they weren't going to go back to her. Okay.
No, Alex Kingston has been labeled for one episode so far, so they're going to probably wrap up that entire storyline, which is a shame, because I like her.
I could have sworn we had talked about this on this show, and we all came to the agreement that because of some of the little interstitials they made before the 50th or maybe the Christmas episode this time, there were a whole bunch of little shorts that were put out all about the last night they had together. I thought that was the conclusion. Like, I thought that was our last, because he brought her, you see his drop off with Matt Smith the last time that he drops her off somewhere.
Yeah, but that's the last time that she sees that face.
Yeah.
But I mean, I could have sworn it was like where he dropped her off was the last, was where we picked up with her final scene, I thought. I'd have to go back and watch it.
She got a phone call that was like, okay, we need you to go check out this library or whatever.
Yeah.
It was essentially the quintessential white suit.
Yeah, okay.
Came in. But it doesn't necessarily mean that she didn't have to do something else, because she'd had to done the gig for the Angels previously as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And she also, she does need the screwdriver, and that's what always confused me, but I thought we had talked about it before. I guess not. Or we didn't know that they had signed her again. I don't know. We'll see. Just because I did it last week, I'm going to do it again. It's my Inktober for today. It's Zip Driver Die. He's got a...
Zip Driver Die.
Why not? That'll be mine for today.
But so, I mean, this was obviously a Monster of the Week thing with a little kind of a push towards the Missy thing, but I'm at the point where, you know, either pay it off or drop it, because if you keep dragging it along more, it's just, you're not going to be able to do anything with it, because you're going to run out of episodes, and unless it's going to be a multiple season arc, which is dumb, don't do that.
Oh, except the River Song arc. That was multiple seasons.
That was obviously like, oh my god, this is a really cool one. I could have done so much better. Let's do it as another second season arc.
Yeah. That was...
Okay, I haven't seen these episodes, so I don't know what we're talking about.
That was also Stephen Moffat trying to hang on to the only character that has ever been written by one person. So... That is literally, if I remember correctly, it is literally the only Doctor Who character that's only been written by a single person that's appeared in more than one episode.
Really?
She's only appeared in Stephen Moffat written episodes.
Huh.
I'm kind of laying bets that there were some previously, because let's face it, Dodo, there's a character that was clearly only written by one person.
there are obviously the characters that have been like in one episode and out.
Dodo was a companion for a while.
Oh yeah, true.
Ugh. Not that she's the worst, it was just, ugh. It was the
60s. Yeah, but I
it was the 60s, so we just got
to
leave it there.
I had a hard time watching any of the original Doctor Who, so I've watched some, but I had a hard time. It was a challenge.
Mara and I had the conversation where we grew up watching, you know, the PBS Doctor Who, but I went back and watched it when you guys did House of Taxes. I do that. I go back and watch some of the stuff with you guys so I can pretend I'm on the show, even though you guys never invite me back on. So I'm like, just no, I can't believe I enjoyed this as much as I did. Holy crap. It's so bad.
Too. Are you kidding? I have a bad day or something, or it's rainy day. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so pulling up Planet of the Spiders. Love that episode.
I mean, there are certain episodes that like I love, but like as a whole, like I can't take more than maybe one or two episodes at a time. I'm just like, all right.
So no. Half of an episode, or do you mean one or two full episodes?
No, I meant like one. Well, you only had the weird four episode arcs
for the first four or five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you got into the episodic stuff, and the episodic stuff I can watch. I can watch it like I can watch an entire arc of Tom Baker pretty much at any given time. But even after that, I'm like, man, I need to sanitize myself with some science fiction now. Where's my Firefly?
Oh, is that not science fiction? It's science fiction. Not a Whovian unless you can just suddenly peel into the stupid theme song because you had to listen to it twice every 30 minutes.
Yes.
It's quasi-science fiction? Is that what we're...
It's just true fiction. It's science fiction.
Yes, science-ish fiction. All right, speaking of ish fiction, Gotham, episode 2, Selina Kyle.
Selina Kyle.
I haven't watched episode 3 yet. So, yay, Jazz gets to unmute his microphone because we're actually talking about stuff he knows.
Yeah.
I get to go back to muting mine. Yay.
I'm curious about this episode being named Selina Kyle. It's kind of how Captain America 2 was named the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, pretty much. It was basically just kind of getting a spotlight kind of on the character who still looks creepily like Rachel's niece.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, dude, she looked like I showed her to Rachel, and she goes, "Holy crap! When did Carr get into acting?"
nice.
But it kind of just leads into what kind of character she's going to be.
Nice.
Which is,
she was still only in like 10 minutes though of the hour show.
Well, I think the opening, the premiere, was really heavy on the penguin. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that the next episode is really heavy on Enigma, because that would be really cool.
Oh, God.
We'll see. We'll see.
I haven't watched episode 3 yet. But this is kind of, you're kind of running into this problem where you're building a universe that exists but doesn't exist, so you're trying to give as much hand-holding as you possibly can to the existing fans while still trying to build your universe. By the way, The Flash totally didn't do that. The Flash premiere happened this last week, and he's just like, oh yeah, just... There you go.
All right.
Hold on. That is crazy. Yeah.
It's
crazy world of crap. Just, yeah. Guy runs fast. Beats up bad guys. There you go. But yeah, this episode, like, you know, made me dislike the Fish Mooney character significantly. Like, I was into her in the first episode, but this episode, I'm just like,
no.
You are literally writing a cartoon character.
Just wait till she gets to the next episode. Have you guys seen the one from this past Monday?
No, not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
She gets worse. Like, she gets lamer.
Like, so, I mean,
is that possible?
So you're kind of slipping into, like, Silver Age bad villain with her, like,
yeah,
like worse,
every
like
time
lackey.
Tony walks in, you're like, dang, that dude is awesome,
right?
Balloon Man came in on this episode. He's a completely new character, but I'm like, all right, this is what I want. This is the kind of villain that I want. This is like Calendar Man, Crazy Quilt, Stilt Man kind of freaking bad guys. This is fan. Fantastic.
Yes.
Screw the Joker, screw the Penguin, screw all those guys. Yeah. I want the stupidest villains that you possibly can create. They don't have a lot of backstory. They're just dumb. And they're
and here they are.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy steals four balloons from a guy and starts killing corrupt people. That is the most fantastic bad guy ever.
Yeah, the next episode goes too heavily into the whole PD detective stuff, and it walks that line.
On a show called Gotham, where you're Batman without Batman, you kind of have to be.
I still feel like they're putting too much Bruce Wayne in it.
And they're not. It's the detective-y thing that they're doing where it's not following the newer stuff that works like it does in NCIS, with there's a fast pace, there's a cleverness to it. It's him fighting with his coworker to get off his lazy butt and go follow up on this lead. Which, I'm sorry, but it sounds pretty close to me having to tell any of my lazy coworkers to get up on their butt and follow this thing.
It's so corrupt. You just not be corrupt for a second.
Right?
Jeez, dude, got
that's
shot.
The one thing that really angers me about this episode, about the series, is, like, they take the corrupt cop thing and just, like, slam it into your face, just, and there's literally only this one light in the darkness. Like, but it's kind of this thing. It's like, literally, can all of them be shitheads? Like, can there not be one other decent human being on that?
I think the actual
chief, she seems like she is, but she's willfully negligent to it. And she seems like she's an honestly nice person, but she's just willfully negligent. Like, I just don't want to have anything to do with it, whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where the Spectre and the Question, I mean, Renee and Crispus are, how they're playing into this. By the way, they're the Spectre and the Question! I'm trying to figure out if they're supposed to be, like, actual good cops, or if they're just, like...
They are, yeah. The next episode, you really figure them out.
Because, like, right now they're kind of towing that line between, you know, the horrible Gotham...
Oh my god, you don't know about Barbara!
Oh, the fact that she's her previous... that she's the lesbian lover of Renee, or...?
Yes, the fact that they're lesbian lovers, and... Yeah.
Or previous, and probably on again, and...
They are so on again.
Oh, nice.
Hey-o.
Which I'm wondering if that's the actual, like, if, like, that's the reason why he names her, his daughter, Barbara. If that's their mom, or if, like, he's just so in love with her, I have to name my daughter after her. Or she's gonna, or more likely, because it's DC, she's gonna die a horrible, horrible death. And he's gonna be like, all right, now I met this other person, and I must name my daughter Barbara.
But I'm not going to explain why.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. Don't ask me about it. Don't ask me about it.
Yeah. No, it's too hard to talk about.
Right, why are we going to do it?
But,
don't
I mean,
even
I
ask me that.
I mean, I kind of, the fact that I know who Renee Montoya is and how, what kind of character she is in the books, like, I already figured out, I'm like, oh, there's no, that's the worst kept secret, that those two are banging, Barbara and Renee. Like, that is the worst kept secret in the entire show.
I was more interested in if they would or wouldn't kiss. Like, that was my big thing, was, are we going to kiss on screen on this channel? Sort of. They are really close. They didn't, though.
Oh, okay.
They are really close, I'm not gonna lie. And they're, trust me, there's mothers everywhere in a riot about that.
So I'm glad that there's not just one night of Gotham City Police Department, because, I mean, that was kind of, if all right, I'm gonna kind of go comic alliancey here. In the book, like, right, Gotham Central, James Gordon was obviously the most, you know, the most virtuous, the most, you know, heroic cop. And there was a shit ton of corruption going on, but there were still decent people within the department. And I'm like, I hate all of these people. Why are any of them still a thing?
They're all evil. One of them's the Riddler, for crying out loud.
Right?
I love him.
Your forensics guy is the fucking Riddler.
I love him. I'm like, oh, I could hug him. He looks so cute and nerdy, and he just, like, stands in the room uncomfortably, and they're like, you can go now. He's like, oh, you don't, oh.
Do you guys want to hear Riddle?
I do like, right? How they treat him. How he starts asking questions like, shut up, Enigma.
Right? I'm like, oh, he's so cute.
Can you guys guess where the bullet came from?
He's adorable, but it's
he's
like,
so adorable.
It's just like, man, really, I'm glad they didn't go back to the comedian guy again, though. I'm like, I'm kind of glad that was just like a 5-second thing where this guy could be the Joker eventually, and then he's gone. I'm okay with that.
Yes.
That's what I'm all right with. Like, you know, Poison Ivy in the first episode, she's a redhead girl named Ivy, and she's into plants. Boom, she's gone. Okay, cool. I'm all right with that.
Right.
That's great. Right.
Oh, I got shot.
Also, I have a problem with her name being Ivy Pepper, because eventually, Dr. Pamela Isley, so she's going to get her doctorate, so she's going to be fucking Dr. Pepper!
Dun, dun, dun.
It's better than Mr. Pibb, I'm just saying.
Mr. Pibb. That lazy bum never even
got his degree. Oh, Mitch Hedberg, dude. Oh, so good. So good.
That's the only thing that's been bothering me, the fact that they changed her name. I'm like, really? She's going to be Dr. Pepper?
I don't know. Maybe she'll change
because
her name again.
She's going to have to, because, like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, cause,
well, the other,
like,
reason is her dad's dead now. Like, yeah, by a cop. Nobody wants to be associated with that. And more than anything, you know what I'm laying bets is her mom gets remarried, takes on the new name.
Yeah,
another jerkwad like the first one, and he.
Then she's gonna be Ivy Isley, which is still dumb.
Welcome to the comic books.
More Silver Age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First and last name the same.
Yeah. I love and hate the fact that this is such a Silver Age show, just pushed into modern mentalities. I love the fact that it's so campy because they're obviously going, Balloon Man kills exactly 4 people and has no end game.
I want more of those.
Fantastic. Yeah, if you're going to do Monster of the Week, just make it ridiculous.
Yes,
man.
I want more like, how do we catch this guy? He's putting cat masks
calendars
on everybody.
He's killing people with calendars. His weapon is a calendar. We're going to call him Calendar Man. He's written dates all over himself. Or this guy's weapon is a quilt. He packs things into a quilt and attacks people with it. His name is Crazy Quilt.
He's crazy.
He's insane.
And he's dressed in a quilt. Crazy Quilt? No, that works.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I want that. That Crazy Quilt strikes. See, this is doing the exact opposite thing like what I was talking about, kind of what I had the issue with Doctor Who. I'm wanting more of just the interstitial monster of the week where you just have this ridiculous bad guy where eventually you might lead up to the fact that Bullock is probably going to get shot and become a good guy because, oh my god, my life flashed before my eyes and I've been a complete shithead and I have to kill this woman named Fish. Before she has a daughter who whips her hair back and forth.
She gets so much worse. She's such a weak character and a weak player in the whole game, and it kind of sucks.
Which is so bad, because Jada Pinkett Smith is an amazing actress.
Pulls it off beautifully. I'm just saying, her character is like a sweep-it-under-the-rug character, and it stinks that they do that to her.
I love the guy who they have playing Falcone. That guy is amazing.
He is fantastic.
Like, every time you see him on screen, you just pay attention to him.
And it's like everything stops. You just watch.
Yeah.
Do birds suddenly appear?
But it's like, and I think they did the right thing with him, which is you introduce him as a person who is like, if you're going D&D mentality, he's lawful evil. He's literally the definition of lawful evil, and the way that he describes it, you are like, okay, you're a badass. you're like 15 steps ahead of anybody. And I love that. You want to have that one bad guy who is a bad guy. But he's so good at being a bad guy that it's never going to end. This character is never going to stop.
Nope. You get to meet some of the other mob-ish bosses as well.
I know you met the, Marconi or whatever?
Yep. There's an interesting interaction between Marconi and the Penguin, which is interesting to see.
Well, yeah, he joined up with him, so I'm like, I'm interested in how that's going to go. And also, if they're going to just keep this guy skinny, or if they're going to make him Fat Penguin.
I don't know. All I know is he's... I don't know if he's smart or dumb. I haven't figured it out yet. He's really clever.
Crazy.
The last thing he does on the last episode is exactly what he should do. I'm like, I'm confused.
He's gotta work it out.
I like where it's going. I like the character. I like where he's going. He is kind of dumb. And I think it's just because he's one of these people that like thinks of himself as a mob boss, but it like is nowhere near there, so he's trying to operate on that level, and he's horrible at it right now. That's the reason why he like rolls into people and is like, "Oh, well, you, where's my money? I don't have it." Well, okay, we can set up a payment plan.
Actually, no, he like kills people left and right now. It's like, you have what I want.
Very brutal.
Yep. He got to that point like
guys,
towards the end
friend.
Of this episode.
Walk like a penguin. Like,
Sam. Yeah.
Oh, well, like
but like the first time you see him trying to be a mob guy, he's like, well, where's my money? I don't have it. Well, okay, we can set up some kind of plan. And then like 5 seconds later, he's like pissed off because he realizes he was being dumb, and somebody calls him the Penguin, and he goes apeshit on him.
It gets way cooler because he starts like killing people and I really am not joking. He kills a guy for his shoes.
Nice. Oh yeah, he did that in this episode.
like
Okay, so I'm clearly on episode 3. I'm not quite there.
Was that episode 3? Oh, I might have accidentally watched episode 3 and didn't realize it.
You're talking about Balloon Man, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, shit!
I saw this one.
It's okay.
Oh, sorry.
So you saw the one with the two...
Selena Kyle with the two interesting bad guys.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to shoot you in the face. That's such an unfortunate...
Yeah.
It's just a scratch. Click.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That right there really shows you, like, you know, my name's Kat. I hated that, by the way. My name's Kat. Don't call me Selena. Just shut up. No, just...
Shut up, Selena.
Yep.
Back on the bus.
Though I did like the fact she just clawed a guy's eyes out. I'm like, all right, badass. All right, show me, girl. Get it, girl.
Like, yeah. Take him out.
The eyes. Go for the eyes.
Yeah.
Master, they kept referencing. That's a thing, right?
Isn't yeah, the doll master is a thing. He's a guy.
Doll master.
He's a horrible villain. Like, he makes living dolls out of people by injecting, like, filling their bodies with plastic.
Yep.
Like, that is the doll master's MO. Like, and he's also in Arrow, doing that same thing.
Yeah.
And he dies in Arrow, spoiler alert, but
I guess
no, there's not crossover. There's no crossover. He did.
You might see his gravestone at some point.
he got a bunch of arrows. No, I think
he got killed, unfortunately, so now we're just going to have to write him out of the script.
Oh, look at that. I've been impaled.
Guess I'm not going to get any kids from Gotham.
But no, I mean, his MO is he literally fills people with plastic and sticks them into a dollhouse.
Okay, this is...
And that's...
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. But yeah, this episode was a little weird. Like, it was Selena Kyle-ish, but yeah, there was way... No, episode 3 was a lot more Bruce. There's a lot of Bruce in episode 3, if I remember correctly.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, okay. I want, like, the thing is, like, Jim Gordon's in it for 16 episodes. Bruce Wayne's only in it for 12. So I'm kind
of... He must be on the front.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping the fourth Doctor's son just keeps getting put into it more than Bruce Wayne, because that kid he's not a great kid. Yeah. They did address the fact that she's 15 and he's 12, so like when they get older, there's not a lot of...
Yeah, everybody's like, whoa, so huge age difference here. This is getting gross.
Well, yeah, and it's the fact that there's only 3 years between them. They address that, so it's like later, you know, 10 years later, they can get to banging and nobody's going to complain too much.
No, they can't. I'm like, no, they can't.
Sure they can. Well, if the kids will be 22, then
you only said
she'll
10.
Be 25. He's 10? Okay, so still.
He's less, yeah, he's like...
Because I thought I heard 12.
Yeah, I thought he was 12.
No, like, if you were adding 10 years, they're 22 and 25, and they bang before then.
Yeah, not necessarily. He has to become Batman first. And...
They knack before then. Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, probably some heavy petting. They tape each other, you know, going down on each other, and it's a horrible thing. And when they get married, they're 30, and they watch it, and suddenly Bruce Wayne feels like he's a pedophile. And we're back to the beginning of the show!
And we've circled around.
Yes. All right, so on to Sleepy Hollow, Season 2, Episode 2. I don't remember the name of this episode.
The Kindred.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I watched it last night, so I remember.
I watched it last week, so I'm a little bit foggy on what actually happened.
Let's see. We need to rescue Katrina. How are we going to do that? Let's make a monster. Okay. We go rescue her, but she's not going to be rescued. She's going to stay back and be a mole. The end.
Okay. There you go. Season 2, Episode 2. The Kid.
You're welcome. Spoiler.
Yeah,
I liked it. It's fine. I'm still not sure where they're going with this season.
Yeah,
they haven't established anything.
That
like,
did
every time
stick.
They
that is the point that stuck with me. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on here. Thankfully, there are only 2/3 episodes into it. I'm like 7 with Doctor Who.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is where they're going to go. Oh, no, they just resolved that. Never mind. Okay, what are they going to do? I have no idea where you're going. And the new sheriff is getting on my nerves.
Oh, yeah.
I want Orlando back.
Right? It makes me sad that he's not been, well, he might not be, I haven't watched the third episode yet, but he might be in that one. I hope he's in that one. I miss Orlando Jones.
The way the second episode ended, I would imagine he's going to be the third one.
Yeah, I hope so. Like, I missed him.
Maybe he'll be the third horseman or something.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure what signing your name in blood on whatever.
Yeah. yeah, I love that character. I really do. In fact, anything Orlando Jones, I'm like, everything he's in, I'm just like, all right, cool. The 7-Up guy is rocking it, man.
Makes 7-Up years. And then I love how they make the Kindred, and they're like, well, is it going to be bad or good? It's like, well, apparently it's good. It's like, where'd it go? I don't know. Like, nobody knows where it is. There's this monster thing that you made. And you know, I'm sure it'll turn up or something. I don't know. He seemed nice. He seemed like a good guy. He seemed all right.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
All right. That's pretty much it. The fact that I watched it a week ago and I completely forgot about it. And that gives us a chance to have that. Just go over that. And yay, monster. Yay, Orlando Jones. Yay, not knowing what the hell's going on with it. It still seems still very Abrams to me. Like, there's obviously a very long game here. And the problem is, you're on Fox, so you have to toe that line of playing the long game versus paying things off.
You do have to pay it off. Because this is Fox. This is the Dude Bro channel.
They will cancel your ass.
Dude Bro. It's not in here, Dude Bro.
So the Abrams-esque television can only go so far with Fox. ABC, sure, but not Fox. They did a pretty well good job of that in the first season where they had those threads that are obviously going to be going towards, you know, further on, but it's like everybody's like, okay, is this actually going to be renewed, or so you have to have that, like, the season arc and then the series arc, but you can't focus too much on that series arc, or else you're going to get canceled, and then you're going to wind up trying to force our movie.
Trying to what?
Force everything into a 2-hour movie.
All I heard was F a movie, so.
That's all I heard, too.
Okay.
All they have to do is F the movie.
As long as we're all on the same page. All right.
We do.
So, hey, I just finished another one, because why not? It is...
You got a lot of catching up to do, so.
I know. It is it's science-ish fiction.
2 months, in fact.
Science-ish fiction.
Hold on.
A taste of...
Nope, it's A Tale of Two Towns, A Guide to String Theory. But it's using the Greek alphabet to spell out two towns. It's great.
Nice.
It was fun. Don't read it with the actual
and
Greek alphabet, because it won't make sense.
My face was going towards the...
Yeah,
got more forehead.
I was looking at I was looking drawing and looking up Greek alphabets because I don't know those.
Or alphabets.
Yes.
All right. So let's wrap this up.
Greek alphabet cereal.
We're now 15 minutes into my daughter's birthday day, so happy birthday, Kiara!
Happy
all
right,
so let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Wow, I can't. Right. Smell.
Where can people find you at on the interwebs?
On the interwebs, you can find me at Scully44 on Twitter. And you can also find me on my YouTube channel, which is at Bastet2003. And I've got a website out there, actually, called ActiveUnbroken.com. And it's where I put my running and all kinds of personal fun stuff. So if you want to get into my head, which I don't recommend, because it's really messed up in there, go ahead. But that's where I put my running stuff.
Awesome. Hey, Budlong,
Yeah.
What time of year is it?
What time is it? It's Extra Lifetime. That's the thing.
What time is it?
Coming up in the couple weeks from now. We changed the date, October 25th. That's what I was looking for. we have been wrong for like a month and a half, so it is not November 7th. It is October 25th, coming up in like 2 weeks, you know, somewhere around there.
2 weeks.
Anyway, head over to geek-io.com/extralife to sign up for either donating to me or nobody else. Just me, because I haven't even signed up yet. I need to do that. Anyway, if you aren't familiar with what Extra Life is, it is a 24-hour gaming marathon where teams, i.e. the Geek.io crew, sign up to try to game for 24 hours in order to raise money. Oh, that'd be great. show up at a bank and steal money. To raise money for the Children's Miracle Network of hospitals. Each participant gets to pick their own hospital. All the details are there. Go look and sign up to help raise some money for a good cause.
Awesome. All right. And what has happened this last week on the Geek.io network, you may ask? Well, it's helpful if I actually fill out the show notes before I start just randomly looking on the site. Gamer Geeks reviewed Warriors Orochi 3. It's awesome. It's more Dynasty Warriors goodness. Android Realm flows home with Flow Homes beta.
No,
that's a home? It's a screen. this working droid kindles cloud readers. I don't have anything creative. He covers Kindle cloud reader. Real Insight did Star Wars Rebels Spark of Rebellion Part 1, which I cannot stay awake through. So yeah, he liked it more than me. I can't stay awake during it, so...
So it's your Final Fantasy VII? Is that what you're saying?
I've tried watching this thing 3 times, and I fall asleep in the same place every time. My kids love it. I'm just like, all right, I'm going to sleep. also, here coming up in the next couple of weeks, probably next week, actually, is the Winter Movie Smackdown.
So holy crap, that's coming up quick.
It is.
we ought to get on to that.
Well, I'm actually completely cheating this time, and I'm letting the Night Attack guys.
Are we going to use their all their stuff? You want to try that again?
You broke up too, so...
Okay.
Are we going to what?
I said, are we going to use the Night Attack's whole shenanigans, including the site that one of the chat realm guy created?
T2T2.
Yes.
And if it's functional for what we do with our 2-week thing, because I'm sticking to that, then sure. If not, I will literally just copy the movies that they pick.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
Because that way we're not researching the movies and having weird 20 series where everybody has like 2 movies and tons of money left over.
Nice. I'm done with that.
All right. Hey, you want to read the next part while I fill some stuff out?
I can. So also, please remember, as we've mentioned several times already, but we'd really appreciate you checking out patreon.com/geekio to start a monthly... we're going to call it a donation/subscription. You can pay us, give us value for value, as other people have said. I think Adam Curry was the first one to mention it, so we'll give him credit there. But if you enjoy the show, you enjoy listening to us, if you learn anything from any of the shows on the network, or just get any kind of entertainment, feel free to head over there and make a donation. It helps out the entire network. We can also be heard on Stitcher Radio and iTunes and every other RSS aggregated podcast feeder reader distribution mechanism that you can think of most of the time. So search for Geek.io.
That's Acevedo's part.
I was just kidding.
Okay.
A, B, meh. I just kept reading. My bad.
But you can leave us a review and we'll read it on the show.
Yes. You know what? There's only one R. That's what threw me off. There's only one R.
Oh, you spelled my name wrong.
See? I saw one R and went for it. I ignored the big A.
There's two there.
Yeah, there are now. Let's go to revision history and see how that works. Anyhow.
All right. So, show title candidates. Who wants to read them?
I will. Why not? I've been drawing on them, so it's kind of fun. All right. I've got all the hurts. Mara takes all the shots. Amazeballs, spider dude. I can't stop. I won't stop. I've seen every penis in this van. Pedophilia. Floppy disk, don't go in the shredder. Zip drive or die. I don't give a boing. Which watch is which? I really want to change that to which watch is which watch. Okay, Google, sexy time. Giant moonfish spiders, science-ish fiction, adorable Riddler, the Dude Bro Channel, and Greek Alcobits. Oh, pick your favorite, and you already know what ours is.
Bananas in there. You put some bananas in Greek Alcobits, and it's
bananas Fosters, right?
And yeah, it's very healthy for you, and tastes great too. And you can spell words with it.
Yes. Lowers your cholesterol.
Wait, so Alcobits, is that just a whole bunch of A's?
That's literally alpha bit.
The alpha bit.
It was the triple.
These are triple A.
These are different elements that have been.
Yeah, so that's kind of the joke I was going for. These are elemental table.
It sucks when you get the Nicoloids.
They're hard to chew. They're hard.
Also those heavy metals, man. You got to watch out, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those will pay you back in the end.
A very long end.
You'll go blind. No, literally, you'll go blind.
Don't it's not like that old wives' tale about masturbating. This literally, it's a problem.
Yes.
You actually will go blind. Yeah. Don't
do that.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, this was a blast, right, guys. Right. This was a blast.
Yes.
Yeah, this was a fun show. Thank you so much for coming on, Mara. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. It was fun. I'm going to go crash now, though.
Yeah. Thankfully, I'm off of work tomorrow, so I don't have to.
Oh, well.
I have to be there early. I hate you guys so much. Alpha Geek
Radio.
No,
I'm with you. I have to...
Oh. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
We have to play the outro, Budlong.
I know. I was going to say, Alpha Geek Radio, thank you for hosting the live show. YouTube, have a good night. We're going to see everybody later. Peace out.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh, my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place.